And welcome back to our Delaware Valley. I'm Laura Lewis, and with us today from the Veterans Multi-Service Center, we have the Deputy Executive Director, Charlie Forshee. We have Jerry Flanagan, CEO and founder of J-Dog Junk Removal and Hauling. And we have Alex Archowski, who is the founder of the Greater Philadelphia Veterans Network. And, of course, they produce the Veteran Shark Tank here. Gentlemen, welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
Well, let's start off. How about we do the elevator speech about what we do, and then we're going to tackle veteran employment today. So, Jerry, would you like to start?
Sure. So, our company, J-Dog Junk Removal and Hauling, is the only military veteran franchise system in the country that is completely focused on putting veterans and veteran families into small business ownership. We believe that if we dominate the small business space with military veteran ownership, that they in turn will hire veterans and get that unemployment rate closer to under 1%.
And then Alex?
Greater Philadelphia Veterans Network was created based on my transition twice out of the military and having a difficulty of finding and networking with other veterans. So we created the largest veteran network in helping with veterans for employment, helping them with leadership opportunities. So we have guest speakers. And then given an opportunity for veterans to establish their business and grow their business. So we found ourselves in a situation where we really wanted to be the best at economics for veterans of jobs, leadership opportunities, and veteran-owned businesses.
And Charlie?
Hi. The Veterans Multi-Service Center has been in operation since 1980. We provide a lot of services for mostly for homeless veterans. We have a day drop-in center, transitional housing, supportive services for veteran families. We operate a thrift store at 7126 Frankfort Avenue and have a women's veteran center. And we also have a training and employment program where we're mostly focused on homeless veterans right now, formerly incarcerated veterans. But we're, through a state grant, we're about to employ a job developer, and we're going to expand out to trying to assist recently separated veterans into the job market.
And, of course, all three of you are veterans. Charlie was in the Army. Jerry was in the Army and the National Guard. And Alex is a Navy veteran. So let's start. And if you don't include me in this conversation, I have no problem with that. But let's get started with what are some of the obstacles that vets face when they're transitioning into a civilian workforce?
I would say that the employer-employee relationship right from the get-go is not a good one. I don't think employers understand the qualities that a veteran brings to the job. And I think there's a brokenness there. Veterans typically, you know, follow the protocol of putting a resume together. They check all their boxes, and then the human resource person checks their boxes. And unfortunately, the boxes, I don't think, are on the same page. So there's definitely a disconnect, and I think that employers need to really go beyond the MOSs and beyond the jobs that these veterans actually had and look at really what kind of quality of a person and of a worker they're interviewing.
Alex?
So where there is a lot of disconnect, agree also with Jerry, is career objective is what I see as the biggest struggle for transitioning veterans. They're very order-taking. So if somebody makes suggestions of saying, hey, you should apply here, you should do this, you should do that, they will follow through. But what we do is we try to teach them how to create their own orders and find the career that they want, not just a job. And that was the disconnect where they were applying for everything. So self-assessing what you want takes time. It's effort. So we do programs like Take a Vet to Work, which was a shadowing program. So career objective is probably one of the main challenges, but I agree with Jerry too, is getting employers here locally to understand better what they're hiring.
I couldn't agree more. The objective, where you want to go for the veteran departing service, for them to decide what they want to do, and kind of it's disconcerting, especially I retired from the military with 21 years, and it's kind of disconcerting because it's like you're going through this whole discussion again. What do I want to do when I grow up? And so you're not sure. And the other thing the military teaches the veteran is that you can do anything. because you've had a wide variety of jobs in the military. You got assigned to different things all the time. Well, guess what? You can't do anything, and you're not interested in doing everything. So what you need to do is kind of figure out what you really want to do and what you want to be passionate about. And that doesn't necessarily correlate, as Jerry said, it doesn't necessarily correlate to what you did in the military.
You know, and when I see the military recruitment ads, they always show a young person and they are career minded. And that's the reason they're doing this, is to get that skill. They're going to service airplanes, or they're going to be an engineer or something like that. And is that a falsehood?
It's definitely a falsehood, because there's only so much opportunity out there in the job world. And you don't need to have certain skills to work for an employer and be effective. Like Charlie said, you can actually take your, you know, your work ethic, the fact that you respect people, that you're able to work with a team. These are skills that can be applied to almost any situation. And I think it's overlooked by worrying about what MOS matches up. As a matter of fact, Google right now is rolling this big thing out. I think it's hysterical, because I was a 31-kilo wire dog in the military, and they told me, oh, you're going to get a job with AT&T. Well, no, I wasn't. I couldn't get a job anywhere without a degree. So you type in 31-kilo now, and that's changed over to dog handler, and I'm a security guard, I'm a prison guard, I'm a cop, I'm a bodyguard. I mean, let's face it, not every military police person in the or service handling dog person in the military is going to be a cop. It's a very, very, I don't know, biased way of looking at things.
Yeah, I think the there's a couple of different elements on it. It's not a bad thing, but the military institutionalizes you to follow orders. And so what happens is you become the best at following orders. Actually, it bleeds in well to JDOG and what they do. Here's the box, implement the box.
Yeah.
Right? So it actually is really well for certain people that just need tools and guidance. And then they kill it because they know how to do it and persevere, resilience, adaptability, all those things that you needed in starting your own business. So there's challenges with how many years you've done in the military, like Charlie said, as well as, you know, being institutionalized so long. And so you're waiting. What happens in the military is you're told your next duty station. Sometimes you try to pick it, but you're told. So when you get out of the military, the one thing they really need to focus on more is not waiting to be told, learning how to hunt, learning how to fill in your calendar, simple things that really help you how to plan better, because the intelligence level is there, academy, non-academy, officer, enlisted, but the DNA is all there, which is, what should I do? And the problem is we're the worst own enemy, because veterans want to help each other. And I'm trying to fire other veterans from helping, saying they don't need to be helped. Stop providing them advice. Stop telling them what to do, because we want to help each other. And it's like it's an echo chamber of, you can't tell them what to do. You got to teach them how to help themselves. So we're getting better at it. And I think we things like this shows and you know, panels with higher heroes really gets us to focus better.
You know, you mentioned that they're told to be the best. So obviously, if you're assigned a task, they're going to do it extremely well. And JDOG, I mean, I've used your services. Amazing the response and the dedication and the thoroughness of the job that they did. What are the marketing skills other than assign me something to do, I'm going to do it? What are the marketing skills that the military have when they leave the service? Are they prepared at all for a civilian life by the military?
I think the military doesn't necessarily prevent you from being prepared to work in the civilian world. It all gets back to being able to imagine what it is you want to be passionate about. I spent a lot of time with the West Point Society of Philadelphia, and I see people that are either departing service after 5 years. And I see a lot of guys that are retired. And I ask them the same question. What is it that you want to do? What is it that you think that you can be passionate about? How can you make a difference? What's going to make you want to get up in the morning? Those are the questions that they need to ask. And the military doesn't actually retard you from that. It doesn't keep you from it. But there is this thing of we're waiting for to go to our cubbyhole and pick up orders. And it's crazy.
It doesn't
work.
Well, it's the all the attributes that you hear, the top 10 reasons why to hire veterans, they're all there. There's just a blockage of like, it's like a drain that's clogged.
Right.
But all the attributes are all there. They're just, you can't put them to use because you're not working yet. So what happens is you need to rewire whatever the element is. And the way that the military teaches you is how to be careful of the choices you make. So don't charge that hill. Be careful of the bunker. So whenever you try to teach people how to job search, this is the answers you get. What's going to happen there if I go instead of doing it, right? So it's, the Army calls it risk adverse, right? And the Air Force calls it, you know, no-fly zone. Why should I go there if I don't know the success? So we have to get rid of the mentality of it. And with JDAWG, it's amazing because they're really looking and listening to people that says, I'm the best. Who wants me, right? And that's like the DNA of over here. Come here. If you have an attitude, you have a Marine mentality, you have a hard-charging mentality, you're okay with no's, come work for us.
Well, 65% – this is a figure I was saying – 65% of veterans leave their first post-military job within the first 2 years.
That's actually most veterans will have – retirees will have three different jobs within 6 years.
Now,
so I mean, that's 61%. That's absolutely true.
And that's the retirees. You know, I, at some point I want to bring into this also the families of veterans who also have faced hardship in finding employment, because if your spouse is making you move every 2 years or you've been forced to stay at home as a stay-at-home parent, you're not building up any job equity either. And now you're suddenly looking to get back into the workforce. So you've got a family situation here as well. But so are these the qualities then that make a vet a good entrepreneur, finding something they're passionate about, you know, checking off their own boxes?
Yeah, I think the opportunity for a veteran to be an entrepreneur, they're risk takers. People that sign up for the military tend to be a little bit, you know, riskier than the average person that's walking out with an MBA from Harvard. So, you know, the way I equate it is veterans that do not put the fact that they're a military veteran front and center, right above, below their name on their LinkedIn or their resume. And most people don't. Usually it's the education or the MBAs first, because I've seen it. They're making a mistake, because I think, especially today, I think a lot of employers do want to see those military veterans. And you don't know if it's a veteran on the other side of that job that's doing the hiring. And when you roll it into an entrepreneurship, I think a franchise system, not because I own a franchise system, but franchise system is a very nice way for an entrepreneur that doesn't want to risk too much, but does want to use their entrepreneur skills in a small business ownership with some type of structure with a little bit of support like the military gave them.
You also have a good community, Jerry, of franchises talking to each other from Minnesota to Texas. You know, I know those guys.
Yeah.
You know, so there's a culture of, they're not just working, they're in a space of it's like another unit. It's another unit, it's another tribe. And so they bounce with corporate some ideas, but they bounce with each other. Hey, how you doing it? What's the challenges? And I think that's another level of why they choose JDAWG, because they've been through the burdens of the military. I mean, the successes of the military. And then they go through this going, well, I have corporate, but also have my peers, which really is it's appealing. It's very appealing when you know you can be successful in with a corporate behind you, and then you have your peers that are challenged just like you or trying to succeed.
And I think that if corporations could find a way to build a military veteran team within their corporations, so to identify the veterans that are working in these companies, because you would never know. You could be standing in an elevator with someone who served right next to you, and you would never know just because you're wearing civilian clothes. So if corporations could build this special structure within their companies, they would attract veterans, I believe, if they could do that.
I'm Laura Lewis, and this is Our Delaware Valley. And with us today is Charlie Forshee, Deputy Executive Director for the Veterans Multi-Service Center. If you would like to reach out to them, vmcenter.org is the place to go. Jerry Flanagan is the CEO and founder of J-Dog Junk Removal and Hauling. And if you'd like to reach out there, jdog.com. And Alex Arkowski is the founder of the Greater Philadelphia Veterans Network, and they run the Veterans Shark Tank. You go there to find him at GPVN, that's Greater Philadelphia Veterans Network.org. And everybody does have events coming up that's pretty awesome. Charlie, the Veterans Multi-Service Center, has the Women's Center, their anniversary celebration coming up at the Independence Visitor Center on January 17th. On December 3rd, at the Union League, will be the next cycle of the Veterans Shark Tank, which Jerry did not win 2 years ago, which I thought... I love that. That's coming up on December 3rd. And the tickets for that are available at Eventbrite. And Jerry has a TV show, and we'll ask you about that at the end of this. But now let's get back into, Alex, you alluded to the reasons why veterans, why they make great employees. And what are they? And then how do you convince an employer to take a chance on someone? And Charlie, the same thing here. You're dealing with homeless veterans who have a double whammy against them.
Well, let me address first off, employers don't need a lot of convincing, especially in corporate America, don't need a lot of convincing to hire recently separated veterans. They are overwhelmingly a good bet. We've been kind of focusing on the veteran side of things of, gee, I'm not sure what I want to do. But when you put that veteran into an organization, you find that they bring the drive, the energy, the discipline, and they get results. They get the job done for you. So, and most of corporate America recognizes that, and they're actively searching for those qualities and for those people. Along the homeless thing. The homeless veteran is a completely different issue. We're talking about a very small minority of the veteran community, and those people are working with barriers that have to do oftentimes with a mental disorder that may have been acquired while in the military or before they came into the military, and then oftentimes there's a substance misuse issue. And you put those two things together, it's very difficult to stay in employment, very difficult to stay housed.
So the veteran is not really the issue for these folk.
I think that military service can exacerbate those issues, but not necessarily is the military is the proximate cause of those issues. I mean, the three of us haven't been homeless. It's not necessary that you pass through some crucible of homelessness in order to become a veteran. That's not what's going on.
You bring up a good subject here. Is we always tell when the employers have intent, right? So as Charlie said, we don't have to sell it. We're not here to sell it. You know, there's more of helping those that want to be helped rather than selling it to the demographic. Same thing with veterans, believe it or not. You can't force those that don't want to be helped. So there's great veterans out there, but there's knucklehead veterans out there. So most people need to really step back to look at what they know about the veteran community. So we've done little training even with career services on campuses and then with other people that said, here's my knowledge. And I said, do you know the reasons why people serve? And I said, you know, there's different buckets. There's patriotism, travel, GI Bill, like college money. There's broken homes. There's poor families, right? So there's so many different elements of serving under why people have served in patriotism because of history of family members that, as Charlie alludes to, the military could have been an escape route for a certain demographic that could have had some problems before going into the military. So the military tries to change the lives of many, which they do. And sometimes, depending on the neighborhood you go back to, we've seen it, where people really did well in the military. But if they go back to their former neighborhood or former circumstances, it's tough. It's very tough.
I've also seen in my own – in the in the many years of military service that I had, I saw the military be transformative of people that came from very bad situations, and the military transformed them into a completely different person and be completely high functioning and successful in civilian life.
So is there a problem with military employment, with veteran employment?
I don't think there's a problem with the military employment. I think it's always about when you're trying to be better, how do you become better? So these employers are hiring very easy, which means hourly and basic entry level, right? So Charlie retired for 21 years. How does that mean with corporate America? He may have a family. There's a lot of other elements of how they could be better. Not saying there's challenges. There's always the intent. So how do we get these employers to look for mid-managers, to look for senior leaders? So there's an education model for them as well. And then educate mid to senior managers out of the military where they fit in and how they could fit in there. So in our region, specifically Greater Philadelphia, I don't think there's a challenge. There's momentum. There's collaboration. The employers talk to one another. They're just trying to get better at it.
And how do you serve that? How does the Philadelphia Network?
We educate and train employers. We do how to hire veteran roundtables, how to hire wounded warriors, how to hire senior leaders, how to hire student vets, how to hire the National Guard. You'd be surprised. So if you talk about veterans here, employers, and say, what do you think of the word National Guard and reservists? They said, we have no idea what that means. So if we tell them how big Pennsylvania and New Jersey is and tell them what they do, they go, wait, you mean to tell me they got project management certified on the weekend? And
that's
they
right.
get free training,
yeah.
And we're not hiring them. This is all that we heard from the employers. They're still serving, so they have law, they have order, they have discipline. I said, you get better responsibilities from a worker if they're still serving because they're still professional. And so there was a lot more they realized. Like, wow, we don't have to spend training on them. The military's given training for them, for their company. So it's the knowledge base, and you'll realize you can't help everybody. So this region means there's a filtering system. These companies that say they want to do it, but they don't put the effort in there, we can't help them.
And so should an employer be the one who's reaching out to you?
Correct. Our tagline has always been our tools, your mission. We've never called an employer. We've been referred employers. And we have to make it that model. If not, what we're doing is we're trying to be the passionate vets, which is, hey, you should do this. Doesn't work.
And what about – give us a brief, quick description of the veteran Shark Tank.
Oof. So the brief description is –
you just ask Alice to give a brief description of something?
I know.
Impossible.
I know.
But continue, go for it.
Is this mic on? So anyway, through the passion of Jerry and others, what I realized was we really wanted to do an event, an economics event. So my wife was with Philadelphia Cares years ago. She does – do a corporate breakfast. Get all the business people out in your community because it's a business organization. It's not a nonprofit. It's more business. So I said, well, how do we get people to pitch an idea? And the Shark Tank show was around. This was 2012. And we created the idea. We really did not have a script of what we were doing. And every year we've gotten better through people like Jerry, who's guided us as well. And he's one of our judges this year. So we are now a national event in Philadelphia. We have sponsors flying in. We have candidates flying in. And we were very, very honored to have Comcast as our presenting sponsor. And so we pick five people at the end to – it's very difficult because we have people that are blue-collar and white-collar jobs. So we said we are not going to become the event that is just for, you know, a veteran that's at Wharton. What happens to those that want to be successful, but they never had an opportunity? So we're trying to blend in both to make it a success. And Joe Crandall, Navy SEAL veteran, Greencastle Consulting, he's our Shark Tank committee chair. So he fired me 3 years ago to make it better.
All right. Jerry, you have a TV show coming up. How is that going to help your mission? Give me your mission.
Well, yeah, the mission for J-Dog is to not only build a national junk removal program, which we're doing. We have 200 active franchises open with another 330 signed. So we are dominating that space pretty well through our veterans. But we want to add other services, and we think that adding other services continues to build that trusting relationship with your local consumer, because I would walk in and do a junk removal job and they'd say, can you paint? Can you do handiwork? Can you seal my driveway? They want you to do everything once they meet you because you've built that trust. And let's face it, people don't want just anybody walking in their home. It's a very, very special relationship to have with a consumer, and we've been very successful breaking down that barrier. So with the television show coming up, we've been picked up by two major networks, and we're basically going to show that when you finish serving the military, there's a business opportunity for you out there. You can serve your community, and the show is all about relationships. It's about a local veteran that owns a J-Dog franchise that's doing work in his community. One's in Austin, Texas. The other one's in Lancaster, PA. So they're two totally different worlds. And we're going to show how the consumers and the consumers' families put their arms around these J-Dogs. And they support them. And our J-Dogs try to find homes for the products and items. We do about 80 to 90% recycling and repurposing. And the mission is to hire homeless veterans, really. We want to get every veteran we can a job.
And Charlie, what's going on at the Veterans Multi-Service Center? And then we're going to wrap things up.
As you said before, we've got the fifth anniversary birthday party for the Women's Veterans Center. We're going to have that at the Independence Visitor Center, and you can buy tickets at www.vmcenter.org.
And, of course, if I'm an employer, I want to contact you as well, and you do services for every veteran. I mentioned the homeless, but of course, you're there for any vet who needs to clear up paperwork or anything that might impede them too from getting a better job.
We've probably got the best veteran service officers, I believe, in at least in Eastern Pennsylvania, and connection to both veteran benefits and assistance with employment. We're ready to help.
And in our waning, our 1 minute actually, can I get just a wrap up from each of you, what you want us to take away from today?
My takeaway is that veterans need to be proud that they served and lead with that. They need to get out there and be proud of their service, and employers need to open up more for veterans and be a little more understanding in that process.
I think for the most part is everybody can be involved in the community. Chambers, Rotaries, it doesn't matter. Find an organization that services veterans and connect with them to learn more about the community that you want to help. And then find the right match of how you can contribute to volunteer, because the community will help make this a solid city for serving veterans.
And Charlie?
Veterans are ready to go to work.
Oh, he beat you.
Okay, you know what? I was going to say that, but Charlie stole that. He had it written down.
That was a stump speech. That was a stump comment.
Oh, okay. He finished that one.
You're running for office.
And that was, of course, Army vet Charlie Forshee, the Deputy Executive Director for the Veterans Multi-Service Center. Find them at vmcenter.org. And, of course, coming up on January 17th, the fifth anniversary of their Women's Center, a soiree at the Independence Visitor Center. Go to their website for information. Jerry Flanagan, Army and National Guard vet, CEO and founder of J-Dog Junk Removal and Hauling. Find him at J-Dog, that's JDOG.com. And Alex Archowski, the Navy vet who is the founder of the Greater Philadelphia Veterans Network, fired from but still involved in the Veteran Shark Tank, which is coming up at the Union League on December 3rd. Go to Eventbrite to find tickets for that, but you find his organization at gpvn.org. Gentlemen, thank you all for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
I'm Laura Lewis. This has been Our Delaware Valley.